Solving life's biggest mysteries.
Oh, no, I...
We like to solve life's biggest mysteries on the show. This is probably the biggest mystery I've solved to date, and I do have a real answer. Why do we have to pee the closer you get to the bathroom? Like, this that is something that we all go through.
It is a big mystery. I remember so many times, because I used to have to walk to the train station, then get the train, then get a bus to go to school. So on the way home, was doing it in reverse. And that walk from the train station home, roughly around 7 minutes, when I got probably close to 2 minutes from being from home, I had to start doing the funny walk, until some days I had to sit down and hold it in.
It
because
hurts.
My body knew, you're nearly going home to go to the toilet.
Yeah, the bladder suffers. You might be driving right now from town to town. A lot of people do commute. You might be going from Yarrawonga to Shepparton, for example. It's an hour commute. And by the time you get to Shepparton, to your workplace, wherever you are, you're holding on, your bladder's about to burst. And then as soon as you get to the work door, it hits to a new level. And then you get to the bathroom, it gets to an even higher level. Oh. And then when you sit down, it's like it just knows.
It does. It's like, just let me go. I don't need to be in here any longer.
Now, I dug deep yesterday. I did a bit of research, reached out to a few friends of mine, doctors. Turns out it's a real thing. It's called latchkey incontinence.
Latchkey
incontinence. So basically what it is it's the mere glance of an object that we relate to can jumpstart the brain's process to a more urgent need to experience it all subconsciously. So the thought of a door reminds you of a bathroom door, which is why you all of a sudden need to go to the toilet. And then when you go behind that, there's no toilet. But then when you get to the actual toilet, your body just knows to almost let go.
But is it with every door or is it specific doors? So say if we're saying that my thought is a door, would it have to be that work door reminds me? Because when I look at every door, I don't need to go to the toilet.
Well, I do. It's like when you get home, why do you need to go another level when you hit the front door? And then you get to the bathroom door and then you get to the toilet. And it's like when you, sometimes you're just waiting, you're preparing the toilet seat or whatever you do. All of a sudden I'm like, why has it just gone to a new level right now?
But now I've got more questions because when I'm sitting at a cafe and I look at a door, I don't need to rush to the toilet.
Yeah, we didn't say that. It's your home door, like when you get home.
So it has to be the actual door where you normally rush to go to the toilet.
No, it could be like the places like where toilets are. So, you know, you might associate the door at work and that there's a toilet at work. There's a door, your front door at home. There's your toilet door. It's pretty simple.
Door association.
Exactly. Yeah, pretty well. From an early age, this might make it a bit clearer for you. We're taught to associate the bathroom with peeing. So the closer we get to one, programming deep inside our mind or in our subconscious, we locate rivers of the subconscious mind is what they're saying. That activates thoughts of the body's physiological by doing what nature does, and that's a wee. So if you at a young age were taught every single day that there's that one tree in your back garden and that is where you do your ones and twos, that one tree will then program in your mind that that's the place where you get. So instead of the bathroom, every time you get closer to that place in the back garden, you'll start to feel like that. Like a dog, for example. If you can train your dog, that's why they always go in the certain spot.
It makes so much sense
Wild.
Now.
Wild.
So much sense, but it's not going to help anyone's weeing problem.
Nah, but at least you know when you've got that feeling, you can almost train your brain to go, you know what, that's just a mental thought.
Yeah.
I don't need to go any more than I did 5 seconds ago. I'm just seeing more doors, man.
And then you wet your pants.
Another one of life's mysteries solved on the Josiah and Herbie Show.
Josiah and Herbie, Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.